Then reading from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 1, verses, texts 221 to 224. Then text 221. This chapter is called the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And then it refers when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Rupa and Sanatana Goswami in a town called Ramakeli. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan, and then he came from Jagannath Puri, went to Bengal, and then in Bengal he went to different places and visited the devotees there, and then he's going in Bengal in direction to the north. And then he came into this town, Ramakeli. In this town, he met these two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana. And we are going to see that he does not proceed to Vrindavan. He came back to Jagannath Puri. And then it is said that this is one lila. In order to match these two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana. Afterwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan by another way, through the Jharikhanda forest. Let's see what is described here. And then this verse 221 says, after begging the permission of all the Vaishnavas present, the two brothers at the time of their departure humbly submitted something at the lotus feet of the Lord. He says that after begging the permission of all Vaishnavas present, in the previous verse says that all Vaishnavas associates of the Lord were present, including Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakura, Srivas Thakura, Gadadhara Pandit, Mukunda, Jagadananda Pandit, Murari, Ivakreshwara. These devotees were accompanying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu around Bengal, like this. And then it looks like that Sri Chaitanya wants to leave from Ramakeli, going to Vrindavan. And then the verse says, after begging the permission of all Vaishnavas present, the two brothers, at the time of their departure, humbly submit something at the lotus feet of the Lord. And then the following verse says, Iham haiti chala prabhu, Iham nahi kaya, Yajapi tomari bhakti kari gaudaraj. They said, dear Lord, Although the king of Bengal, Nawab Hussain Shah, is very respectful toward you, you have no other business here. Kindly depart from this place. It means that they could not trust on this Nawab Hussain Shah. He's okay, but better. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, there was crowds and crowds of people, I think. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is attractive. He could attract everyone. Like this. Even by his bodily features, like this, so attractive. How he is chanting, how he is dancing. Like this. Impressive. And then the king, like this, he appreciates at some extent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but these two, because Rupi Sanatana were the ministers of the king, and then he knew the mentality of the king, and the Muslim king. And then, anyway, we cannot trust on him like this. Better to leave. Text number 223. Tathapi javana jati nakari pratiti. Chirta yatraya eta sangata bhalanahe riti. Translation. Although the king is respectful toward you, he still belongs to the Yavana class and should not be believed. We think that there is no need for such a great crowd to accompany you in your pilgrimage to Vrindavan. This was the advice that Rupa is Sanatana, they gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like this. We can see that they are mature person with the, I think, clear vision of the situation. They are not like sentimentalists like this. Of course, they have very deep sentiment, very deep feelings, but they are practical person. They were ministers of the Sanatana Goswami is the prime minister, and Rupa Goswami is another minister like this. The king used to depend fully on Sanatana Goswami, like this. Very important person in the government, like this. And then we come to this 224 verse. And then we can repeat this verse. Yara sange chale,
ei
loka laksha koti, Vrindavana yatra daye, Nahe paripati. Yara sangye chale.
He
lokalaksha koti. Vrindavana yatra raye. Nahe paripati. We can repeat the words yara. Of whom? Sangye. In the company. Chale. Follow.
This.
Loka. People.
Laksha koti.
100,000s.
Vrindavana yatrara.
Of going to Vrindavan.
This.
Nahi.
Not.
Paripati.
Method.
Translation. Dear Lord, you are going to Vrindavana with hundreds and thousands of people following you. And this is not a fitting way to go on a pilgrimage. This was the advice they gave to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let's read this purport given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes for business purposes, large crowds of men are taken to different places of pilgrimage, and money is collected from them. That is a very lucrative business. But Rupa and Sanatana Goswami is expressing their opinion in the presence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Disapproved of such crowded pilgrimages. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya visited Vrindavana, he visited it alone and accepted a servant only at his devotee's request. He never visited Vrindavana with a crowd of people for a commercial purpose. Actually, Lord Chaitanya went to Vrindavan. He was accompanied by Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Interesting that Chaitanya, when he before leaving from Jagannath Puri, he said, "I'm not going with any of intimate associate of mine." He said like this. Because if I choose one, the others will be sad because... And then you have to bring me one man that... I don't have such a relation like this, but... And then he said, "Oh, this Balabhadra Bhattacharya is a good man, like this, a brahmana, very simple. Came from Bengal, and like this, and then he will accompany you." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, like this. I will read some informations in this book by Kadambakanana Swami. The book is called The Prayer for Deep Absorption. This book is a summary of Nectar of Devotion. There's some interesting information here. The two brothers, Rupa and Sanatana, along with the younger brother, Anupama, the father of Jiva Goswami, came from a village named Prembhag in the Jessore district in East Bengal. It's interesting because most of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came from the East Bengal. And nowadays it's Bangladesh. For example, in the Panchatattva, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda appeared in West Bengal. And then Advaita Acharya, Gadadhara Pandita, Srivasa came from East Bengal. Like this. Interesting. And also Rupa Goswami from the district of Jessore. Near the border. Nowadays there is a division, another country. Even as young men, they were very brilliant personalities and were therefore forcibly recruited in the service of Nawab Hussain Shah. The Nawab threatened to kill an entire Brahmana community, and so the brothers were forced to accept a post in his government. How we can trust in this Nawab like this? Look. In that capacity, Rupa Goswami was known as Dabir Kasa, private secretary, and Sanatana Goswami as Sankar Mulik. The seat of the government at that time was in Golda, in the northern Malda district. Nearby on the bank of Ganga in Ramakeli was the residence of the brothers. Like this. And then here is said that even when Rupa and Sanatan were with this job in the government of this Nawab, they used to study Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhakti Ratnakara also mentions that when Sanatana was a young man, he had a dream that a Brahmana came to his door and presented him with a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. He awoke and was greatly disappointed that he had received such a rare gift only in a dream. However, on that particular day, a Brahmana actually came and gave him a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam, like this. And then the contribution of these two brothers in the Sampradaya of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very impressive, like this. We know there's a description in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, not in this trip. From here he came back to Jagannatha Puri. After some time, he said, "Oh, now I go to Vrindavana in other way. He went through the forest of Sarikanda like this because he went to go to Vrindavan, he went to Navadvip and Bengal, and he followed the Ganga river, and then till Allahabad, where is the Prayag, and the Yamuna River joins to Ganga. And then from the banks of the Yamuna, he reached Vrindavan, like this. And then he went to the second trip. He went to Jarikanda forest. That's pastime, the tigers and the animals, wild animals are accompanying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, chant Hare Krishna, and I don't know how they can imagine it like this. Tiger, Hare Krishna. I don't know. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached Varanasi is on the bank of Ganges. No? It's interesting. In Varanasi, he met one devotee, Tapana Mishra. Tapana Mishra is the father of Raghunatha Bhatta Goswami. Yeah? And there is another devotee in Varanasi, Chandrachekara. Only two Vaishnavas in Varanasi. Imagine. Very important city like this, at the center of the Mayavadis and Shivaists. Yeah. Interesting that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he got married for the first time in Lakshmi Priya, he's very young. He had defeated this Keshava Kashmir and he became very famous. And then now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Grihastha and said, oh, I have to collect for my Griha. And then he went to East Bengal to give pravacham and lectures like this. And in the street, he met these two devotees, Tapana Mishra and Chandrachekara. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked them to go to Varanasi. No one knows, there is no reason. Like this. There's one speculation about that. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked these two devotees to go to Varanasi? There's nothing in Varanasi. And then this trip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking his bath in this famous Ghat. Ghat is the stairs going to the river, Manikarnika Ghat. And he met Tapana Mishra like this. And he stayed in his house. And then afterwards, Chandrachekara joined also. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan. In the meantime, Rupa he sent some person to go to Jagannatha Puri to know the plans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sanatana Goswami was put in jail. And then Rupa Goswami made plans to save Sanatana Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavana. On the way back, he met Rupa Goswami in Allahabad and instructed Rupa Goswami, gave instructions to preserve. And then, going back to Jagannatha Puri, he went again to Varanasi and met Sanatana Goswami, gave instructions to him, like this. This was very important because Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they are very... Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to write books about Krishna consciousness. And Rupa Goswami wrote this famous book, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This book is very revolutionary. Yes, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had some different concepts of bhakti. Different. It's different for others. Others, traditional Vaishnavas, they are Vaishnavas like this, but the bhakti is different. For example, once I read one book, one acharya in other Vaishnava Sampradaya, and he said that when a devotee felt an emotion by meditating on the creation, maintenance, and annihilation of this universe, this emotion, I think, towards the Supreme Lord, Narayana, this is real bhakti. Other concept of bhakti. But in case of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bhakti is bhakti rasa. Bhakti rasa. This is different from all other line, Vaishnava lines, like this. And then this is a very impressive contribution, like this. And Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he developed this concept. Yeah. The five main rasas, Shantarasas, Shantarasya, Dasya Rasya, Shantarasya, Dasya Rasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya, or Shringara Rasa. Let's see. Develop this concept. It's a characteristic of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, another characteristic of Chaitanya in this verse of Rupa Goswami. Anya bilasita sunya jana karma jana avritam anukulena krishna nushilanam bhakti rutama. Bhakti-rutamam, the highest level of bhakti. It says, anya-bilasita-sunyam. Any material desire is a shunya, only spiritual desires. Yeah. And then he says, jnana-karma-jnana-vritam. It means that this is another characteristic of Chaitanya. He said that bhakti is completely independent. It's not dependent in jnana, in rituals, in austerities, in yoga, complete renunciation. No, bhakti is completely independent, devotion to Krishna. Because there is other lines of Vaishnava, they say that, people are very much attached to material things, and then for them the process is karmakanda, rituals. And then when he became more mature, and then he can understand like this, they are interested in philosophy, and then jnana yoga. And then when they realized that the devotion is important, and then comes to bhakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. Bhakti is not does not depend on that. As in, it's independent. Bhakti is completely independent. This is interesting. And then Rupa Goswami gave us this. For example, there is one chapter in Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There is 33 verses just to give the references for this concept that as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, the panchama purushartha, bhakti, prema bhakti is the panchama purushartha. Because everybody in India accepts the chatur purushartha. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, there is a panchama purushartha. Prema pumartama aham. Like this. This is a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami, I think, put in this book, like this, showing. Now, this Bhakti Rasa has different concepts. And gave in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you can see in Nectar Devotion, there's 33 verses, mainly from Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, that is, explains this point like this. That the prema bhakti is beyond the concept of mukti or moksha. No, devotional service. Devotional service is. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Mama jamani jamani ishvare bhavata bhakti rahaitu kitoi. The only thing I want is devotional service. Now I remember one thing that happened with me. Once I was in India, in Haridwar, and then I was alone, and I went to Badrinath, I came back like this. There was a devotee with me, but he got sick, and then I was alone. And then it was, the beginning of the night. I said, I will try to find a place to be overnight. And enter one's ashram, Ashramayavad. And then one sannyasi Mayavadi came to talk to me and was preaching to me like this. Oh, you are Krishna Bhakta. Yes, yeah. Oh, very good, very good. But you have to know that there is something superior. I tried to give some argument to him, but he insisted. And then I was tired. I'd like to go to bed. But I was thinking, I cannot go to bed. And this man has the last word. And then I was thinking, Krishna, Krishna, please help me. And I give argument, and he insisted in preaching. And then finally I said to him, look, I say to you, the only thing I have in my life, the only thing is to serve Krishna eternally, eternally. You see, eternally is the only thing. He became agitated like this and looked, okay, then I go to bed. Like this. And then, Nectar Devotion is very important book. Yeah. Because the essence of Bhakti Rasa is there. And there is another thing in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, the six characteristics of devotional service. First one, Klesha Agni. As soon as one adopts the process of Bhakti Yoga, one feels relief from the depression that the material energy makes into the people. Relief. Klesha Agni, the kleshas. Kleshas are the anxiety problems like this of this material existence. You can you believe I think relief from these kleshas like this. And then we can experience, is it? I think everybody. And then the second Shubhada. As soon as you adopt the Bhakti Yoga, Krishna consciousness, and then your life has a value, Shubha, that is auspicious. Yeah. Now my life has one purpose, like this. This is very important. Shubhada. Devotional service gives Shubha, auspiciousness in the life of a devotee. And then another characteristic, moksha laguta kriti. For the Vaishnava, moksha, the proposal of this impersonal liberation is inferior. Lago. Yeah. Vaishnava takes, okay, this is one kind of liberation. In Srimad Bhagavatam, it said that sayujya mukti. It's some kind of liberation, but it's inferior. There's no relation with Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada said, spiritual suicide. Yeah, spiritual suicide, because you have to lose your individuality, so the personality, I think you lose the personality. No. There is a false ego and the true ego. The Mayavadi just consider the false ego. And then I want to be free from the false ego. This material world, there is so much suffering. I have to free from this material world like this. And then like this. As in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is this famous verse of Srila Prabhupada mentioned many times. Yeni ravindaksha vimukta manina stai asta bhava vishuddha bhudaya. Aruhya krishrena padam padam tatam patancha dauna dritya jmadangraya. The verse says that in this process, impersonal process, is very is very tough. Yeah. As in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, yeah, what is it? That it is Krishna said that this way of self-realization is very difficult to attain, like this. And then this verse says that the impersonalist, after Aruhya Krishna Padam Padam Tatam, after so much austerities and meditation, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, like this, they think they are liberated. This vimukta manina, he thinks that he is liberated, yeah, out of great austerities like this. But avishuddha buddhi, this verse says, but his buddhi, his consciousness, intelligence, is not shuddha, is not pure. Because there is a lot of I want to leave from this world. I want to stop suffering. I want liberation. Too much I. And then personal interest. Just personal interest. It's not shuddha buddhi. It's avishuddha buddhi. Because he wants only this advantage, personal advantage. In Krishna consciousness, we have I. The I is present. The I is very important. But the I is different. I want to please Krishna. It's different. It's different than I want liberation, like this. It's completely different. I is there, but it's different. One is false ego, other true ego, real ego, like this. I'm eternal servant of Krishna, like this. And then other characteristic, moksha lakta Krishna, sudurlabha. Sudurlabha means that the prema bhakti is not easy at all. It's not cheap. Not cheap. No. I see. Is rare. Even we can see it, what is the population of London? We have few persons here. Rare people. Yeah. And it's difficult because one has to purify totally his consciousness. And then, as Shukadeva says in Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti dadati pakariti smana bhakti yoga. Mukti, Krishna can give easily mukti, but bhakti yoga is not like so easy, like this. And Jiva Goswami says in Sandarbhas that forgetting this impersonal liberation, one has to recognize that Krishna is transcendental. Because the great offense of these Mayavadis, they say that Krishna is under the material energy, Maya. They say like this. This is very offensive. They say that Maya has two potencies. Vidya and avidya. When Maya is connected with Vidya, and then Jesus and Krishna and all the avatars. And Maya connect with the avidya, ignorance, is the jivas, like this. And then it's very offensive, because the object of devotion of the Vaishnavas is conditioned by Maya. What is that? Anyway, another characteristic, they say the Sandra Ananda Visheshatma. Sandana, the Ananda that one gets from Krishna consciousness. Prema Bhakti is a Sandra. Sandra means concentrated. Is a concentrated Ananda, like this. And then finally, it say that Sri Krishna Akarshini means that devotional service can attract even Krishna can be attracted by a pure devotional service of a pure devotee. Krishna be attracted. Krishna attracts everyone, but he is attracted by a devotional service. If devotional service made, I think, purely. Yeah. And then Krishna is attracted to this. Like this. And then this is a contribution of Rupa Goswami. Of course, he got all this information from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was able to write this book so valuable like this. Okay. Any question, any comments?